4.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday Service.
Oh, baby, I just can't comprehend. It's time to dance this head for a storm again. Ain't no reason around. I ain't gonna hear, no, not this time. It's time to dance this head for a storm again. Ain't willing to compromise, no target out, no lie. Don't get my way, I'm gonna scream and shout. So give me that reason to cry. No apologies, gonna try these highs. It's time to dance.
Well, good morning and good afternoon and good love and everything that's shining bright and sunshine. It is Sunday, Sunday service here. The Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Mullenite, the Boston medium. Ah, your favorite psychic medium. We're here today, 1 to 2 p.m. All is well, all is love, all is magical in the air, baby. We're going to have a great, great Sunday service. There's so much love to be spreading. There's so much love in the air. Wait for it at 1:20. I'm doing the inspirational speaking. You don't want to miss this. We're connecting with spirit, opening up. And please, I hope you enjoy all this magical music. You know, we have our favorites, bluegrass, country, gospel, jubilee, soul, New Orleans jazz, classical. We have it all here, waiting right here just for you on the Paranormal Playground sounds. All right. By the way, how is your spirit? How is your spirit actually doing today? That's what I want to know. How's life? How is life going? To all the listeners right here joining me on this Sunday service, I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for everything you have done and everything you've communicated and the love of spirit and magic. Thank you, infinite spirit. Thank you, infinite, infinite love. Opening up to the presence. This is what it's about, and it's right now in this moment. It's right now in this bliss that there is so much opportunity for us. And when I say opportunity, I mean opportunity to connect, opportunity to change, opportunity to be at one with the beautiful foundation of the presence. And that's where that's what we do. And when we open up to the foundation of the presence and find new magical ways to be in this world and not be stifled in one way, in one paradigm, in one shape, or the other, we free ourselves. And as we're able to free ourselves, we're able to love more, we're able to give more, we're able to be more of a higher vibrating entity with everyone around us, and we're constantly sharing that. So when we're sharing that, what are we doing? We're nurturing the earth, we're nurturing the world. So I urge you, if there's anything to do to help the world, it's not trying to change other people, it's not trying to change the outside, it's you. The answer that we need right now, the promises that need to come into fruition about how we're going to change the world, it's an inside job. Because once you change your world, you change the outside world, and you really help others because we're all one. There is no separation. So let's remove ourselves from being separate from each other. And the moment we remove ourselves from being separate from each other, the moment we realize how powerful we truly are. Let's guide ourselves in the bliss and the magnificence of love. So, I'm taking deep breaths. I'm taking deep breaths right now for you. Because there's so much that's going on in the unseen. There's so much that happens in the unseen. And when we can tune in and tap into it, we're tuning into reality. So that's really what this is about. Tuning in to reality and the reality of you. Life is truly good. It's truly magnificent. So let us be here and let us be in the ability and in the reception. You're on the other end of this line. You're on the other end listening. You're receiving the good. And this is my gift to you, is receiving the infinite, beautiful good. So let's move it along with some gospel here, with some Deep River Boy, Swing Low Swing, Sweet Chariot. And let's uplift the vibrations on this beautiful Sunday service right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Oh, torero, she's here. I'm at the door. I feel her eyes, they are wide with excitement and fear. I feel her heart, for it cries when the horns are too near. I will be bold, brave, and swift will I be. And I will be no matter who, forever be. She'll dream tonight of me. Olé, 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 hasta, viva el matador. Olé, 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 venga, viva el matador. Ay, torero, she is here. Ay, matador. I see her smile and I see there the reason she came. Toro, come closer, come here and I'll whisper her name. You may be brave and as bold as your black, but I will be numero uno, torero vino. Toro, come back.
Good afternoon. La 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 la. I love you. Thank you so much for the infinite spirit and the infinite blessings right now. Thank you everyone for joining. We're going to get into our channeling. What is it? We have a full moon tomorrow. We have a full moon tomorrow, right before the 4th of July. And I can't wait to do a special show on Tuesday because it's the 4th of July on Tuesday. So it's going to be really good. We come in to understand today on this beautiful Sunday service, what is the message that needs to be said? What needs to be told? What is the energy that needs to be channeled right now in this moment? What needs to be What needs to be heard? What needs to be said? What is the magnificence right now? Infinite spirit. So use me, infinite spirit, right now in this moment. I promised you it was 1:20. So all of you listening, we are doing the live channeling spirit right now. Channeling what needs to come in. God is magic. I use myself to be a conduit to channel the word, infinite spirit. So right now in this moment, we're here connecting and understanding that we are one, and we want to bring into this energy of that theme of removing separation from our life, removing the idea of separation from our heart and our soul, to understand and know the awareness of that we are all one, to understand and know the awareness that we're mirrors and reflections of each other and connections of all that is guiding us to this one big major magical theme of where we need to go and where we need to get. We understand we don't take things personally anymore. We understand that right now in this moment, anything that anybody does to us, our reaction, the way we respond is everything. That's the way life is handing to us. How we respond is everything. Circumstances outside of ourselves, we see, we cannot have control over, but we most definitely can control what's going on inside of ourselves and how we react to the outside world, how we react to nature. You see, as nature comes in, we are exposed to all different kinds of weather. We're exposed to all different kinds of hurricanes, tornadoes, monsoons, earthquakes, forest fires, all things that happen, and it is all chaos. That chaos is needed. See, chaos in itself is organic. Organic is pure chaos, and when it happens, it creates an eruption of change. You see, when the world begins to erupt and volcanoes erupt and the conditions and the weather and everything changes, not according to our plan and not according to exactly what we planned for or what we wanted, and disrupts our path and disrupts everything that we had an idea of what we may have done for the day, and weather may take over, and no one is in control anymore. You see, God comes in. You see that weather and that nature, that's God. That's the hands of God that comes down and says, you are no longer in control. You are no longer understanding your 3D vibration of being in control. You see, that is the higher self, the nature, everything that is activating, everything that is running wild. That is the nature of being in control. That is the nature of order and chaos in itself. So what is this understanding of order and chaos in itself? Meaning that we need sometimes disruption. We need some earthquakes. We need to shake up. Sometimes our truth opens up a world of so many things that we were not ready for. Sometimes our truth, sometimes we look back and we say, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. Or, oh man, this caused this person to feel this way. Or this caused this person to feel that way. And maybe it has. Whether you're right or wrong, maybe it did. But your truth does not responsible for the way someone else feels. Someone else, what they feel are responsible, and they are in the pathways to handle how they feel. So you can only give what you speak, but you are not responsible for the way someone reacts. All you can do is be open and listen and be there to receive what they're saying. And you decide how you are going to connect with that energy and how you are going to carry it. Therefore, that is what free will is. And so this is what we don't understand. But it's about tapping in and understanding thoroughly in our hearts. Where is our truth and what have we done? Because sometimes we have to understand there are people who exist. There are people who exist like MLK, JFK, you know, Gandhi. For example, these people, they were trying to do the right thing, but a lot of people did not think they were doing the right thing. They were trying to speak the word that came from a place of sincerity, but there are some people who believed it was not. And in result, they were crucified for this. So in result, like Jesus the Christ, when he's speaking his truth and saying the word of he is God, I am God, I am the Son of God, a lot of people took offense to this. So sometimes we're saying things, we're not trying to be offensive, we're trying to communicate, we're trying to not be insane, we're trying not to hold things in so it erupts later on. We're trying to be healthy, and proper health is proper communication. Proper health is communicating. But what we do with it after makes all the difference. How we are able to communicate after it makes people feel is all the difference. And control and where we are, and standing and grounding and where we're at, making sure we are grounded in our truth and making sure that we understand that we are mirrors and reflections of each other. So if anytime anybody has offended, anytime anybody has felt we felt has done us wrong, or anytime we get triggered by anything outside, we have to understand that is the beautiful, beautiful opportunity to be able to learn something. See, it's not about no, don't say anything, no, don't be passive, no, do not open up this door and sit back and create all kinds of, you know, ulcers and psychosis because you're not able to speak your truth. It is about being able to see what you're learning from that. What is this person teaching you? It isn't about right or wrong. It is about what is this person teaching you about this situation. Yes, great, good for you when you speak your truth. But again, it's deeper than just speaking your truth. It's about being able to utilize what a lesson is. When we go forth, have the courage to say exactly what we need to say. When we go forth and save the courage and do what we need to do, even if it results in something that may, whether it's right or wrong in the end, whether it created love or created hate in the end, sometimes things need to be said. Sometimes communication needs to happen. It's like the hurricane. It's like the wind. It's like the earthquake. No, as we're in our comfortable homes, living our comfortable lives, no, we are not in expectation of all of a sudden, boom, something just tears our world apart because of a natural disaster or a natural cause. We're not anticipating this, but it is so possible. So it is the same thing with our word. It is the same thing with our truth. It is the same thing with our tongue. But we must, but the one thing we have to understand, we must not be afraid or ashamed of it. No matter if we believe we're right or wrong or someone else is right or wrong, we shall not be ashamed of our tongue. Our tongue is God. Our tongue is truth. Our tongue is the sword that Jesus the Christ has, that Jesus the Christ presented us. Our tongue is the sword. So when we're using our tongue for the sword, it creates an ability to change in energy. Whether it's good or bad, it is meant to happen. It is meant to be. We must understand that everything is perfect. The yin and the yang, black and white, dark and light, negative and positive. All of these energies coexist for a reason. All of these feelings and emotions, all of these things that go up and down, lower emotions, higher emotions, you have to understand they're all serving us. So there is really in existence no good or bad. But when we're feeling, when we understand what right and wrong is, it's a feeling within ourselves, in our DNA, in our codes, in our intuition that is telling us, that is bringing forth the message. Go forth. This is your sword. No matter how anyone's going to see it, but what we do with it after. The outcome. What we do after the hurricane, what we do after the tornado, what we do after the storm, what we do after the rain. That is what it comes down to. How do we utilize the chaos that we brought? How do we utilize and learn the hurricane and the tornado of God that we brought here? Our sword. What have we learned from our sword? Are we learning love or are we learning hate? Are we learning resentment or are we learning forgiveness? Are we learning joy or are we learning sorrow? Are we learning gratitude or are we learning not enoughness and lack? Which direction are you going? Because it is ultimately your choice. It is the free will and the free will of the Spirit to decide what kind of world we'd want to live in. And what a beautiful, beautiful world this is. Oh, amen. What a beautiful world this is. Woo! See, we are here understanding that God in the universe and joy is here and available for us. You see, we're understanding that as we live into this world, it ain't gonna be just smooth sailing, just 1-3. There is contrast. You must have contrast in order to learn or you wouldn't be here. We all came to this earth plane to learn. This is where earth is. This is where everybody comes to learn and play, you see. We come here to learn and play and grow. That's what earth is for. Do you understand? It is mind-blowing to understand this planet we live on with free will. This beautiful infinite planet of free will. Look at you. Look at you so free. Look at you so free in deciding on your own terms. On your own ability to say the rules and know the rules and have the rules and be the rules and be free. You are the magnificent. You are the journey. You are you. So understand this the next time when we are choking on our words, when our throat chakras are closed, that what you, we have to think thoroughly about what we do and say, But we must go in within ourselves to decide when we are going to push that button of release, when we are going to draw the sword. Only you really can decide. No one else has the authority to master or understand where your intuition comes in. So once you make that chaos, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to create order out of the chaos? That is the love. That is the love of life. That is the love of living, is understanding some things are out of our control. And what are we going to do to control what we can control? It's about having hold of the inside world. And when we can manage the inside world, everything in the outside yields to us. We get what we want. Everything works in our favor. But we must let go. We must let go of this energy to hold on to something, because holding on is fear. When we are holding on, we're saying we're afraid. We're going to part ways. We're afraid of being abandoned. We're afraid we're not going to have this energy. We must let go of things in order to experience the full magnitude of freedom and what it really means to own and have abundance and be affluent in this world. Abundance is letting go. Wealth is letting go. Riches is letting go. That's what it is. You are wealthy when you are not attached. Ooh, you are wealthy when you are not attached. You are a billionaire when you are so free. When you are so free from the material world. That is one fact. You are a billionaire. You're the billionaire. You are. Woo! Magic is good. Magic is good. And love is good. So let's invite love into our lives right now as we come back. Thank you. Thank you for the Sunday service. We must imagine and understand ourselves as a walking entity of love. Love is the highest form of currency. Love is the highest form of intelligence. Love is the ultimate alpha and omega. Love is king. Love is queen. Love is God. Love is everything, and it's everywhere. And when we tap into this force and we tap into this beautiful energy of love, we are alive fully and completely. We are love fully alive and completely right here, right now. Amen. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Woo! Praise the rock and roll spirit, because we're here. We're here and we ain't going nowhere. Life is good. Oh, life is good. Feel how good that feels, that life is good and life is grand. And feel that joy in the butterflies, the good butterflies, not the butterflies that make you nervous, the butterflies that keep you calm, the butterflies that reflect how beautiful you are, the beautiful energy of color and your chakras that radiate right now, right here. And you are free. Amen. Thank you so much for this Sunday service. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, Reverend Boston Medium. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is special edition of Sunday Service on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh, I urge you, please stay tuned, because we got lots and lots more coming in. We got lots and lots more things happening right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo!
Kingdom on a mountain and the valley far below. a treasure buried deep beneath the stone. And the valley people swore they'd have it for the very soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried. The treasure on the mountain, dark and red, turned the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Wanting soldier rides away. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. Wanting soldier rides away.
know the lessons that life I has, and should I live or should I die? Sing me that song that always makes me cry. The gypsy, gypsy lullaby.
Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Please tell me why school bells ring. Hey, tell me why
children sing.
Oh, why, why must the school bell ring? Why must we lie to sing? Why must we lie? Why must we lie to God to school?
Lazy as can be.
Oh, why, why must we lie to sing? Why must we lie to write? Why must we lie? Why must we lie in the garden
room? You know you're too young to waste away in bed. That's why we built the school to teach what lies ahead. You'll never know what the future brings.
That's why we learn to read, to write and to sing.
Oh, I know, I know.
You know.
I know why we must sing. I know why we should write. I know why we must go to school.
She keeps them in a jar, but not too far from her heart. They have the good kind of love, good kind of love, good kind of love. They have the right kind of thing, right kind of thing, right kind of thing. Makes me wanna sing it to you. Just him and her, they're so close to. They have
Now she finds peace in knowing,
she knows,
knowing he'll always be there.
Always.
Imagine all the women who like a man like him. They have the good kind of love, good kind of love, good kind of love.
Good evening. Well, not evening yet, but it is the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Yes, 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 yes. You are magnificent and gorgeous. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for this sparkly, magical time that we're having and we're sharing. Be sure to tune in to my show on my regular time slot at 6 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday night. I'm going to be here July 4th. It is a freedom fest. Yeah, that's right. We're going to have talks of freedom. Woo! Granddaddy was a Mason, and that's where I get my swagger. I painted nursery rhymes and a zodiac signs and a checkerboard grounded me. Yeah, I'm telling you about the other joy, and it's rooted in a Freemason. I'm gonna tell you about the other joy, and the joy is owed to me. So you're gonna get more of that on the Paranormal Playground Sounds this Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on July 4th. I love you so, so much. Let's leave you here with some bluegrass. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much for participating and listening to the channeling, listening to the inspirational speaking of the week, inspirational speaking for your beautiful Sunday service. And thank you for choosing Paranormal Playground Sounds as your God self portal for the week. Let's open up these portals. Let's open up new dimensions. Let's explore and let's open up our consciousness with the channeling from spirit, because you got it within you too. Every time you tune in every Sunday to the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service, you are opening up. You're opening up to your greatest yet to be. Speaking of greatest yet to be, let's pick it up with some bluegrass. Love you so much. Mwah.
Thank you. while upstream a toxic river roars. I was staring right through a poison sky. Nothing I was seeing was feeling like it was real at all. I'll be in a daydream the day I die. On. Couldn't really hear the counter clicking, no. I was in a daydream while upstream a toxic river roars. I'll disintegrate into dust, so let me go.